Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Consumer Electronics Show 2009, it's the Scotty Chat. Hey, everybody, welcome. We are live here at the Dish Network booth at the 2009 Consumer Electronics Show. I am Scott Kraskowski. We are joined by Robert Nemitz, goalie Bob. Bob, how are you liking the show this year?
Oh, wow. Technology here at the Dish Network booth has things lighting up the show floor. And, wow, this VIP 922, which is sling loaded. Wow, this is one of the hottest receivers that's coming on the market.
Not only is the hottest receiver being shown here at the thing, it's probably the best new product being shown at the Consumer Electronics Show this year.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, I tell you what, if you're listening in, go out to CNET, vote for this for the best of show for CES. I tell you what, this is definitely a contender in the ring. This thing can handle up to 1,000 hours of high-definition content. You can sling it anywhere around the world as long as you got your broadband connection. And the other announcements with Sling Media and the new iPhone application, it literally blows the socks off of anything I've seen here at CES.
Well, let's tell people what we got going on today for this special edition of the Scotty Chat. And for you people who are not familiar with the Scotty Chat, we usually do a Scotty Chat before the Charlie Chats when they hold those quarterly. And you can get a hold of us in a couple different ways today. First of all, our chat room is open at chat.satelliteguys.us. Please come and join us in there. You can ask questions in there. Also, our phone lines will be open. The phone line number is 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897 is a way for you to call in and talk to us. So, Bob, let's see here. We also saw something very interesting from Sling, not related to the 922, but that is the iPhone client.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this iPhone client. I have an iPhone myself, and it's always missing that Sling functionality, and that's something that they released. And it's a really smooth application where you can use the iPod Touch capabilities of your iPhone, and before you know it, you'll be up and slinging on your iPhone. And I can't wait for the beta test, and I can't wait for this to come out. I would love to see this and be able to sling high-definition content from my house in Chicago to here at.
Right. One of the things that we saw with the sling-loaded DVR, the 922, that was really cool was with your iPhone, you can actually use your iPhone as a remote control. So if your wife misplaces a remote somewhere, you can just pull your iPhone out of your pocket and control everything just like you would a normal remote control, and that's a hot feature.
Right, exactly, Scott. And I know about my kids. They always lose remote controls, and, yeah, definitely, and it was pretty cool. I love how that works, and looking forward to it.
Well, the chat room is starting to fill up. I want to say hi to D777JJ, J6Harry, Ski Hoodoo, and Sky High, who joined us in the chat room. The chat room is open at chat.satelliteguys.us. And also, coming up on this broadcast, we're going to have an interview with Dish Network CEO Charlie Ergen. Charlie did a little interview with us earlier. We also got one with Mark Jackson, and we also have standing here with us Leslie Harper. She's going to be coming up in a couple minutes. So if you have a tech question, Leslie will be here to take your calls live on the air on the Scotty Chat. We got the phone lines filling up already here at the Scotty Chat. So let's go to the phone lines and go to the 303 area code and say hello to the caller. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller from 303. Are you there? Not hearing anything from him.
303 is not coming in.
Not coming in at all. So we're going to disconnect him and tell him to call back, please, at 877-SAT-GUYS. We do have another caller on the air. Let's see here. There we go. We're going to go to the 541 area code and hope this works. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure because that last caller. This is Ski Hoodoo in the chat room.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good. Hey, I wanted to ask, why do you think that Fisher Communications could come to an agreement with for instance, Comcast and I heard Charter, but I'm not positive on that one. But yet Dish and Fisher can't work this out.
There's a couple of them still going at it with Fisher, so it's not a Dish Network exclusive problem with them yet. And not knowing what those negotiations are going through there, I don't honestly know how to answer that one for you.
Do you have
an honest answer on that one, but hopefully we see them soon.
Yeah, also, one other question. Have you guys seen the new EchoStar Dish Network box that supposedly is rumored to be compatible with cable as well?
That is the 922. There's a different version of the 922 going to be designed, and it's going to be available this summer to cable companies and telco providers, which will give them essentially the same thing that Dish Network customers will be getting this spring.
Oh, that's really cool.
All right.
So thank you so much for taking the call.
Hey, no problem, and thanks for listening to the Scotty Chat, and Happy New Year to you.
Yeah.
Well, Bob, we're going to take a break here, and we're actually going to go and listen to an interview with Dish Network CEO, Jay Ergen. So why don't we play that interview right now, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes here on the Scotty Chat.
Well, joining us right now with the Scotty Chat is the head cheese for Dish Network, Mr. Charlie Ergen. Charlie, Happy New Year to you.
Well, thank you very much. Never been called cheese, though.
Big cheese, yeah. Well, you know. Anyways, big day for you here today at the Consumer Electronics Show with the 922 and Sling. What do you see Dish Network going with this technology this year?
Well, I think a lot of where we see the kind of the future, and again, I can't put a time frame. I know it's going to happen over the next several years, is that people want to be able to take their TV wherever they go. So today, for the most part, our customers and all customers watch pay for subscription. They watch in the living room. They watch it in maybe a couple of rooms in their house. But people also have mobile phones. They have they travel, so they go to hotels, and they have personal computers, and they want to watch their TV in those other spots, and so they don't want to pay another subscription to watch that TV somehow. They'd rather watch that TV their own TV. So you can imagine that you go into a hotel in Las Vegas tonight, and your choice is to pay for TV in the hotel, or you can watch the movie from your own DVR at home, and that's what Sling technology enables you to do. And here at the show, the introduction of the 922 that Sling enabled actually makes that pretty seamless to the consumer. In other words, the Sling technology is actually in the receiver. So from a consumer point of view, all he really has to do is install a 922 in his house, hook into his broadband system, and he's really got his own TV, his Dish Network TV, anywhere in the United States that he's got a broadband or a wireless connection. So it just really takes... It takes that 100, that piece of coax cable in your house and extends it by 1,000 miles.
Or more. It was a really, for Mark to talk about that this morning and to name off all the features, it probably take him a good hour and a half. It's an incredible product. What else do you see coming down the line from Dish Network this year that people should be really excited about? I know you got the new satellite coming online within the next month or so.
Yeah, so our satellite schedule started around the end of this month, and so obviously a new promotion starting February 1st. It was going to tie in with digital transition. Maybe that would be delayed a little bit, but as low as $9.99 for our customers for 6 months. We've got a new satellite that comes online that allows us to do more HDTV channels, so we'll have an increased lineup of HD television channels again this year, and of course more local markets because we have some spot beams on that satellite as well. So it means that we're going to be able to just extend our reach a little bit better with the better product. Obviously, have a little bit in this economy. We'll be more aggressive on the pricing side than we have been, and then with things like Sling-enabled technology in our set-top boxes, and perhaps a lot of video IP through broadband as we increase that. New products and new features that our customers may want. And at the same time, also having a very simple system for people who just want good old plain TV and want to go channel up, down, we'll have that as well.
Well, Charlie, we thank you for joining us for the Scotty Chat. We know you're very busy. People keep pulling you, trying to get you to talk to them. So we appreciate you taking some time out for us today with the Scotty Chat. And now we're going to send it back up to Bob. Bob, back to you.
And, guys, I'm here at the Consumer Electronics Show 2009. We're with the Scotty Chat here. We got Leslie Harper here right next to us, so give us a call at 1-877-SAT-GUYS, so that way you can ask your tech questions live on here with Leslie Harper. Yeah, and I'd like to thank Charlie Ergen for doing that interview with us, because he was absolutely mobbed this morning. I can't believe how much press people were trying to talk to him about this new 922. And from looking at him and looking at the 922 when he was looking at it, blown away by it as well.
Yeah, wow, this thing is fully loaded. I love the new interface that they have with it, which we haven't mentioned yet. The program guide looks phenomenal. I am so falling in love with this receiver. And if you're listening, vote for this for best of CES 2009.
So now what we want people to do right now is if you have a technical Dish Network question, we have the queen of tech, Leslie Harper, standing here with us, and we're going to be loading up the phones to give her some tech questions. So think of those really, really good tech questions, and she's going to do her best to answer them for you, or she's going to reach over and hang up on you, one of the two. And anyways, the number, 1-877-SAT-GUYS, that's 1-877-728-4897. We're coming to you live from the 2009 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're actually at the Dish Network booth right in the middle of all the action here, Bob, and it's been amazing so far.
Yeah, I know. Dish has got us put to work. There's people walking up to us, asking us Dish Network-related questions, and we're more than happy to answer them as we're Stat Guys. That's what we're here for.
That's what we do.
Yeah, we're here to help.
And I've been scanning badges all afternoon long, and I don't know what people win, but they're entered to win something. All right. We're going to go to our next interview, and that is with Mark Jackson from EchoStar. He's going to tell us a little bit about the 922. It's very, very exciting, so let's listen to that now.
Okay. We're here right now with EchoStar's Mark Jackson. Mark, tell us about this new 922 you introduced today.
Well, I feel like we're on coast, Scott. I just want to say, but wait, there's more, because there is just so much stuff packed into the 922. First of all, it's Sling Loaded. That's our new name for embedding Sling into the set-top box. And with that technology, we can do some crazy things. One is we've got a new wireless monitor. So we call it the Wi-Fi monitor, Sling monitor. And basically what it does is it's a 15-inch TV that is wireless that you can put in places in the home where you won't or can't run a wire, such as your bathroom or your kitchen or your garage, which we think is a pretty cool feature. Along with this, it basically, when you hook the 922 up to your broadband connection, it uses your internal broadband wireless capacity. It doesn't go back out through the net. And typically when it's in-house, you got a lot of pipe. So therefore, we can do high def. So that's a high-def monitor, and it will broadcast, and it's transcoding. So we don't take it back down to baseband. We actually transcode the digital signal and put it back out to your wireless TV, or we transcode it down, and you can do it on your BlackBerry. And we also introduced last week the iPhone with a Sling client based in it. Or there's a new Arcos device, which they should have some around here, I hope, that it will do. So it's a very powerful product. And then on top of that, you can Sling anywhere in the world using the Sling technology. But wait, there's more, Scott. So the other thing is we went to a whole new UI. We went to a graphical UI, which you got to see to believe, and it's basically got a new remote control with a touchpad on it. So instead of going right arrow, left arrow, down arrow, select, you basically put your thumb on the touchpad, you navigate to where you want to go, and you push a trigger on the bottom of the remote, and voila, it does the function. So the whole theory is it's a lot easier than a current remote, and it's a lot simpler to use, and customers won't get intimidated. So you got to see the whole new UI. Hopefully you guys will post some videos and stuff on your site so people will see it. But wait, we've got even more. We've got a new product called the Sling Guide, and the Sling Guide makes it easy to search and find content. So think of the power of the internet to be able to help you search for content. So you can search for content. It links up to Sling.com and on your 922 or a 722 with the Sling product or 612 with the Sling product. You'll be able to Sling your content through this website and get your content anywhere in the world on any PC. You don't need a Sling client. So you can just go up to any old PC, go to Sling.com, log into your account, see what's going on in your stuff, and it sets up timers. So all kinds of timers. It's not these hokey internet timers like we were doing last year or DirecTV is doing today. It's really cool because it's integrated into the whole Sling Guide functionality. And again, you got to see it to really understand it and get the scope of the power of the product.
Now, I'm guessing you wanted to call the 922 a Swiss Army knife of receivers, but you couldn't do that. So it's now Sling Loaded instead. It's an amazing, amazing receiver. It's so jam-packed, it probably takes you about an hour to explain what each and every feature of it is.
That's right, Scott. And we're also just learning all the implications of all the other products we do. It's got a browser on top of it. We implemented a WebKit-based browser, so you can cruise the internet. I don't know if the guys are showing you, but you ought to get to it. It's fast, it's cool, it works great. And people can now, like on your iPhones, can start developing applications and submitting them to Dish Network and put other stuff up. It's just like the iPhone, because today you got lots of people building widgets and gadgets, and they submit them and they sell them. we'll be able to do the same thing because it's a browser-based. You can do it on HTML, Java, and Flash easily to build applications.
So someday we may see a satellite guy's widget on the 922. That would be something to see.
Yeah, that would be something to see, and you're right.
Well, thank you for spending a little time with us here today. We're here on the show floor at CES, and back to you, Bob.
Actually, I'm actually not joined by Bob at the moment. The queen of technology for Dish Network has now joined us. That's Leslie Harper. Leslie, how are you doing today?
Very good, thanks. Hello, everyone.
Well, we got a lot of interesting stuff this year, and I don't know, what's your favorite thing? I think it's 922, if I had to guess.
Oh, well, the 922 is everything, so it only has you only have to have one favorite thing because you get everything inside. It's pretty cool.
Well, let's give out the phone numbers because Leslie wants to take some calls from you and answer some of your tech questions. The number is 877-728-4897. We had somebody on the line, but they just dropped off a second ago. And that number is 877-SAT-GUYS. Give us a call now and say hello to Leslie. I know all you guys out there, when we do the Charlie Chat Chats, you're Googling over Leslie, and you say, I'd love to talk to her. Well, now here's your chance. She's here with us live. 877-SAT-GUYS. And don't forget, our chat room is open at chat.satelliteguys.us. We've got a good little crowd in there now. Bruno just came in the room. Sky High just came in the room. So hello, guys. How you doing? We got Leslie with us. Let's talk about the 722K. We heard about that back in May,
mm-hmm.
and it's getting ready to come out. Tell us what's unique about that unit.
Well, are you guys familiar with the 222K?
Right.
Okay. So same idea, except it's got DVR, or on the other side of things, same as the 722, but it has the OTA MT2 module to allow you to do dual over-the-air digital coming in on one port and an output for coax for TV1. And it's got the cool two-way remotes that we've seen on the 222K. So you have the ability to be able to learn from another remote control. So if for some reason, now these new remote controls have a ton of codes inside them, much more than any of our other remote controls. But for some reason, if we don't happen to have the crazy off-brand television that you happen to buy from a guy on the side of the road, no problem. We've got for that remote to teach the code to the new remote controls, and you're ready to go. So you can teach whatever code you want to whatever button on the two-way remote controls, and you're good to go.
That's excellent. A lot of people have been waiting a long time for that.
And you can use those remotes actually as a replacement remote for your other receiver. So if you have a 622 or 722 or 612, whatever, you can still use those remote controls if you have a device that you need to teach codes to it.
All right. Well, we have Leslie Harper with us. I'm going to give out the number again. It's 877-728-4897. Lines are starting to fill up. People want to say hello to Leslie. So let's go to the 916 area code and say, hello, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Josh. How you doing?
Good, Josh. How you been?
All right. Hey, Leslie, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks.
Good. I have a two-part question. My first question is, we have the 722, and it's hooked up via broadband Ethernet. And do you have any idea, or if it's available now, when you'll be able to schedule or view your programming via the online browser?
Ooh, good segue there, because we got the Sling Guide, which was introduced today. So, Leslie, why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Thanks for your call, Josh.
Yeah, exactly. The Sling Guide allows you to tap into your set-top box, your DVR, and set up your timers. So I've actually been able to test that, and it works out quite well. It's very fun. So, yeah, that's a nice feature.
Yeah, it goes beyond a normal just programming timers. Mm-hmm. There's so much you can do with it. You can actually see what's on your DVR. Mm-hmm. If you have a Sling box or if you have a Sling enabled receiver, mm-hmm. like the 922, you can actually watch all your programming on the DVR right there in that window.
Yeah, the Sling Guide is really cool because it was great. I got to see a little tour of that earlier. The search that it does is based on the programming that you like to watch. You can actually select cooking, let's say, and see the programs that are available right now, so what you could watch right now either through their web type of content or if you have a Sling-enabled box, what you can watch through your Sling-enabled box. They have what's on today, so you can set up timers for stuff in the future, and then up to 9 days because the program guide goes up to 9 days. So you can look at not only your subscription programming, but also what's on your DVR, what's on the VOD portion of your DVR as well, and what's on the web that Sling has available on Sling.com.
Right. Oh, it clearly blows any of the competition's remote programming away. And I'm not just saying that because I'm sitting here at the Dish Network booth. I mean, you really got to see this thing. So many DirecTV people have come by today, that people that have DirecTV, and have seen this thing and said, oh, my God, I think I want to switch now. And that's really an amazing thing to hear when, you know, you're doing a show like this that are so happy about this. I can't believe how ecstatic people are about this 922, about the Sling Guide remote programming. You really got to see it. We've got some great video of it. We're going to have the video online within a couple of days. We shot it in HD. We got to bring it down so you can, guys can watch it and everything like that. But it's really, really exciting. And speaking of exciting, we got another phone caller for you right now. Leslie, we're going to go to the 405 area code and say hello, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Bruno.
Hey, Bruno. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. I was just curious, have they got the new software downloaded for the 211s where you can make those into a DVR?
Yes, we do. Yep. Yeah, the 211 is, what is it, $39.95 one-time charge for that? I believe that's correct.
I think it's the same as the external drive.
Yeah, it's something like $40.
So now, is there still the monthly charge, though? Is there still the monthly charge with that?
There's no monthly charge on that one. So you can turn your 211 into a full DVR with no monthly charge, just that one-time activation fee for that.
Well, I wasn't for sure on that.
Yep. Leslie's going to tell you what kind of drive to get because there's some confusion on that. So tell us what kind of drive.
Oh, sure. It's a USB 2.0, and what you want to make sure is that the drive is powered externally. You don't want to use the drive being powered through the USB. That's not going to work. There's also a little confusion because with the DVR receivers for archiving, the minimum drive size is 40 gigs up to 750, and we're working on terabyte size, so don't worry about that. But with the 211 DVR conversion, they call it, that needs to be, they say 50 gigs and higher, but is there such a thing as a 50 gig hard drive?
No, but it's just the minimum specs because
it's above 40.
It needs to download software to the drive so it runs as a DVR, and that's why they need that little room there.
And
all right.
What's important to remember about that, too, is if you do have a DVR at your home that you could do archiving with, you can't move this drive back and forth.
Right, it can only be saved on the 211 itself. You can't move it to your 622 or 722.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bruno, thank
you
for your call. Happy New Year to you.
Hey.
And we actually missed you this year.
Hey, I'm here. I'll just have to see you tomorrow. I didn't know you was doing your broadcast, but I'm in town, so maybe if you're around.
Well,
are you going
to
be around the booth tomorrow? Okay, see you. Bye.
Probably. Bye. All right, that's Bruno. He's a longtime friend of Satellite Guys, and we're here with Leslie Harper. The number to call in, and we got a couple more callers on the line, is 877-728-4897. You're listening to the Scotty Chat coming to you live from the 2009 Consumer Electronics Show. Let's give out the phone numbers again, 877-728-4897. That's 877-SAT-GUYS. The chat room is open. We have a lot of people in there now. That is chat.satelliteguys.us. Come in and say hi. We're actually chatting with people in there, looking at some of your questions that you have. If you've got a question, don't be shy. Post them. We got the lady right here who knows everything technology, Leslie Harper.
I'll try it.
And Bob's just sitting over here staring at her. Stop that, Bob. Oh, man. Let's go to the 763 area code right now and say hello, call. You're on air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Eric from Minneapolis.
Eric, how's things in Minneapolis?
Things are cold in Minneapolis, as you'd expect this time of year. I'm curious
what's your question for Leslie?
And the Sling Player functionality. I currently have the Slingbox Solo paired up with my 722. I'm wondering if the 922 will enable full HD streaming over Sling, or if it will still be the 640 by 480 resolution of the standard Sling Player.
You're going to be very happy because it will do full high definition. The Slingbox Pro HD is the same chipset inside the unit, so you'll be able to watch that in full high definition.
That's great.
Want one of these boxes. I'm sorry, Leslie, I'm stealing your thunder here. I'm so excited about this 922.
We'll hire you soon.
You can't afford me, no.
Amen, brother.
Oh, man. Any other questions for Leslie?
That'll take care of it.
All right. Thank you for calling. Have a happy new year.
We are
live here from the Consumer Electronics Show, and the lines are filling up. Let me give the number, 877-SAT-GUYS is the number to call. We're going to be taking another call here. We got a ton of wire here, Leslie, if you need to move around and want to strangle Bob for staring at you so much.
He's a cutie. Isn't he?
We're going to go to the 916 area code and say hello to the caller.
Hey, Leslie.
There we go. Caller.
Hey there, this is Dave. How are you doing today?
Hi, Dave. Good.
All right. Good. I have a question. I currently have a 622, and I'm seriously considering in the springtime picking up the new 922. However, my wife is concerned about transferring all of our movies that are on the DVR over to the new one. Is that going to be possible?
That's a good question.
So, yeah, all you need to do is to have – do you have the archiving feature already? So have you done the $39.95 deal where you have your own external hard drive to put your content on it?
No. So is that
okay,
the,
that's what you,
is that the direction I need to go to be able to do that?
Right. You'd want to get a drive that you think is going to fill up, or you'll be able to fill up appropriately with the content that you have on your 622.
Okay.
Move it to that external drive, and then when you get your 922, you'll just have to hook that back up. Once you get your 922 on your account at home, it'll recognize your external hard drive, and you'll be able to move that content over to your 922 or just watch it from your external drive.
And being an HD lover,
yeah.
Being an HD lover, you really do want the external drive because there's so many movies that haven't been shown in a long time, but I have them all archived and can watch them whenever I want, and don't have to go out and buy any DVDs or anything. It's a beautiful thing, and the nice part about it is you can add as many drives as you want. You're not limited to one drive.
One at a time,
but you can take a drive, put it in a closet, take another drive out, fill it up, and build a big library. It's a beautiful thing.
And speaking of that DVR fee, will that be carried over to the new receiver, or will I need to pay that fee again?
That's for household.
Yeah, that's right, for household, one-time fee.
Okay, and then as far as the hard drive requirements, I heard you mention before, as long as it's an external drive that does not power through the USB port, then it's okay? Is there, like, you can get a 1 terabyte or a 500 gig or 750 gig?
Right now we're supporting up to 750, but there are 1 terabyte drives. As long as they look like they're one drive to the receiver, they'll work fine. Because I had a lot of guys last year even at CES saying, I've got a terabyte drive hooked up and it's working just fine. As long as it looks like one drive, because when you have a terabyte drive starts to get into the multi-LUN situation where you have multiple drives inside. So as long as it looks like one when it talks to the receiver, it'll be fine. So let's say all you have to do is hook it up. If it starts talking to you, if you start seeing pop-ups on the screen that recognizes that drive's working, then you're good to go.
Okay.
That's the one thing that's a little tough is if you go to the store, you're not sure what to get, you hook it up, and it doesn't do anything. You can try rebooting the receiver, see if it does talk.
There are some brands of hard drives out there that are labeled with Dish Network Ready for external storage.
Very true. Seagate is doing that. Maxtor, I believe. Mm-hmm. They've got a special little Dish logo.
So if you're really unsure, look for that logo on the box.
Then you're good to go.
Thank you for the information.
All right.
My pleasure.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
We are here live. Yep. We are here live at the 2009 Consumer Electronics Show. We got about 17 minutes left of today's show. Leslie Harper has a lot of people standing around looking to take pictures with her. I don't know what that's all about. But you got to get her now before she has to go and do all these photo shoots with these guys. I don't understand it. The porn show is down the hall.
Hey.
Hey. Oh.
Talking tech could get dirty, right?
Talking tech, yeah. All right. Let's see if we got any questions in the chat room. By the way, if you're not in the chat room yet, come and join us. And there are no questions in there. Well, Photo Madman says, will the current customers be able to get the 922? Of course you will be able to. You'll be able to upgrade if you want to upgrade. And if you don't want to upgrade, you don't have to upgrade.
Exactly.
But you're going to want to upgrade. That's what I got to say about this year. The number to call in, again, hi, Brian. Brian says, wow. B. Kransky there. He says, wow. But if you want to call in, 877-SAT-GUYS. Leslie's only going to be with us for just a couple more minutes. And we do appreciate you taking the time out and stopping with us here today. And it's really great to have all the people out there listening to us right now. 877-GUYS is the number to call, and that's 877-728-4897, because some of you guys don't have letters on your keypad, so got to give that out.
Without keypads.
Oh, yes, the new remote for the 922. Very good segue there.
Why, thank you.
You've done this before.
Once or twice.
All right.
Yeah, the new remote control just uses a touchpad, and the idea was that, all right, it's the middle of the night, you're watching TV, the lights are off, all you got is the light coming from your television, and you're trying to look at maybe the keypad down there to change the channel. You don't have to worry about that. With the 922, you actually just press this button called keypad. It opens up an on-screen keypad on there in, by numbers, and so you can start typing a number, and it's predictive text, so or predictive numbers in that case, I guess. So it will start showing channels in that range, and you don't even have to end up necessarily typing the full number, like 191 for G4. You just have to start typing 1 and 9, and you can see it. But the other thing is, all right, what if I didn't know the channel number for G4? Then what do I do? And that's always bothered me on the current receivers.
Right.
I know the channel names, but not necessarily the number.
This is a neat feature, guys. Listen to this one.
So on that keypad, you can actually just press this little button that says ABC. It changes to a text-based keypad. Then I could type G, and all the programs starting with G, and G4 is right there, will pop right up. I select that channel to watch from right there, or there's a little plus sign next to it, and that adds it to something called Quick Clicks. So it's kind of separate from the favorites list. You can still set up 4 different favorites lists, but the Quick Clicks allows you to have those channels that you watch quickly and be able to select them right away. So it's really pretty cool.
Well, Bill has a question in the chat room.
Okay, hi,
about the 922. What's a good upload speed for the HD part of the Slingbox?
Woo, I actually don't know.
It's they recommend about a 1.5 meg connection.
Oh, okay.
The higher the better.
That's not bad, yeah.
The higher the better, but 1.5 looks really, really, really good. I've had a Slingbox Pro HD now for the past couple months, and I'm actually shocked at how good the quality is for the limited bandwidth. It's a beautiful, the picture is beautiful, and people look at it and go, wow.
Well, that's part of Sling's technology, too, is to be able to figure out what's going on and adjust the signal for you.
All right, let's see here. We got no callers on the line, so come on. Leslie's only here for about 2 or 3 more minutes. She's got to run. She's got all these people waiting for pictures and autographs and things like that. Can't believe it.
I wish it was true.
She's popular. I'm not. Yeah, it's like high school all over again.
Oh, no. Don't worry. I wasn't popular either.
I think Bob has a question for you, Leslie. Bob, go ahead.
Oh, I got microphones all over me. Sure. Leslie, with the new DVR Sling load, when new customers call up, you know, they want it, what's the availability date on that?
Woo, that's a question.
I don't think they know yet. It's early spring is the last
spring.
I heard.
Yeah.
When
is the technical, very, yeah,
the
specific date that we have before?
Spring is the date. And
which is fine. That gives us more time to play with the set-top box and make it even better.
Yeah, and you got another one.
Yeah, not only that, it's got the extra over-the-air module that you can add in for that for the additional high-definition content. Like in Chicago, I got ABC, CBS, NBC, all that in high-def. And I find myself recording 3-4 times from off the air, so all at the same time, because you got Heroes and you got all kinds of other programs, and that's a great addition to that receiver.
Definitely. So just like we were talking about with what you've seen so far, the 222K and the 722K that'll be coming out, I think before the 922, that 922 also has the same basic hardware connection pack on the back. So it has the ability to put the over-the-air module, the same one from the 222K or 722K, into the 922 to give you those 2 digital over-the-air tuners.
Now, another great thing is if you don't want the over-the-air module because you get all your local from Dish Network and you don't
have
an antenna and you live out in the boondocks, can't get a signal anyways, you don't have to pay for it. That's another great feature of the unit.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually lowering the price for the consumer, giving them what they need and not making them pay for what they don't.
Exactly.
All right. Well, the phone lines are lighting up again. So we're going to go back to the 916 area code, and I got to click the little button here and say, hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, hello. This is John.
Hey, John. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you. Question for you. Does this new 922 offer dual DVR out? So if I have an LCD HD in my bedroom, we'll be able to pass that HD signal on there as well.
Well, let's put it this way. The answer to that question is yes, but it's, well, tell us about the new Sling-enabled LCD TV.
Okay.
That,
yeah, I think Mark was talking about it.
Right.
Bit, didn't he?
That's with the 922, but it's a separate monitor.
Mm-hmm.
You just plug it into your wall for power,
mm-hmm.
and as long as you have Wi-Fi network in your house, you have Dish Network anywhere.
Good to go. Yeah. So what I've heard so far, and we're still going to do a lot of testing on this, you still have TV1 and TV2. So HD outputs and SD outputs on TV1, SD outputs on TV2, so just like we're used to with the current dual tuner 2TV receivers. But this TV3, they're kind of calling it, is the ability to send via the Sling capability to a Sling-enabled wireless monitor that third output. So it doesn't, if the tuners are already being used by TV 1 and TV 2, then you can be watching, for example, your DVR content on TV 3. So, or your Sling content on TV 3, for that matter.
So it's a really, really unique thing, and it's on display here, and it's working really well. We got to screw around with it a little earlier. Me and Bob were playing around with it, trying to break it, and we had no luck. But yes, you'll be able to do an HD output to a second TV with that monitor.
Hey, I like that question. What was that one back there?
Yeah, we'll go back to the other question. Thank you for your call, and Happy New Year again to you. All right, let's go in the chat room. We had a question that Leslie liked. Leslie, what are you doing for dinner tonight?
Wow.
No, that's not
what
it says.
Let's see.
It says BIOS has a four-room HD DVR. Will Dish Network have a version of that? That was a question that was asked this morning to Charlie, actually.
Oh, okay.
And the answer to that was they're trying to build products for what people are using now, and right now the two-room solution is the best solution for the majority of the people. However, they are entertaining ideas for the future to enable it to output to more TVs than what they have now.
And receivers, you know, set-top boxes talking to themselves.
Yeah, and it's better really to have a receiver into your room instead of running wires all over the place.
Yeah.
And especially when you're doing HD, you want the best, sharpest picture possible. So always want the receiver on the TV there.
I liked ask about West Coast needing a wing dish for $129 after the new set comes online. See who do. Thank you. So if you're already looking at $129, when that new sat comes online, you're good to go. You know, there's nothing for you to worry about. We're going to just pop that satellite in the right space. You don't have to do check switches or anything goofy.
And I hear that the testing is going really, really well on that bird, and the signal quality on it is far superior to what's at $129 now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be something that a lot of people are really going to be happy about.
Huge. Definitely the West Coast folks.
All right. Let's see here. And... a lot of people are wondering about the Turbo HD stuff. A lot of new channels are coming to that. They didn't really talk about that today.
No, they're planning on doing some more programs of 1080p. So at least on VOD, and Mark also mentioned in the press conference we're working soon on IP.
Yeah, they're going to be doing 1080p downloadable.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't be limited to one movie a month,
yes.
But you'll be able to download a full 1080p movie to your DVR. You know, it's going to be the Runco type of thing where you set it and forget it, and then when you wake up, hopefully you remember to watch it.
Yep.
But that's coming down the line from people. And I don't know. I think Bob has another question. I saw a finger go up in the air there. Oh, he flipped me off. Sorry. No, just kidding.
Speaking of features coming down the line, something that I did notice that I loved today was the widget applications on the new receiver there.
Well, yeah, they're not called widgets. What are they called?
We call them tiles.
Tiles. That was the name of it.
Yeah, because there's a lot of terms like that out there.
Yeah. You know,
so we use tiles for the main menu. For the settings and so forth, you'll be able to actually make your own set of tiles, your own customized main menu list. So that's kind of nice, although we're going to force a couple of them, like settings and so forth, that you really need to have access to. But other than that, we're going to let you add your own tiles. And then we'll have the ability, the one I happen to think of right off the top of my head is I'm helping out with is a help application. And on that help application, we're going to have an online manual. So what you get in the pack out is going to actually be a little bit different than what you've seen in the past. We'll have a full online manual online on the set-top box, I should say, an interactive application that interacts with the online manual, or if you find something in the online manual you want to see, you can go out to the interactive app and try it in a safe place. Now, folks listening and on satellite, guys, don't really need a safe place to practice stuff. You guys are good to go. You know your tech stuff, but... for customers who need a little bit of practice, they can go to the interactive app. And then I'm working on a video that'll be used to introduce the product in general. And then after that, other folks will be adding introductory videos or informational videos, I should say, to explain other features of the box.
So you're saying there's going to be interactive Leslie Harper on the receiver.
You will hear my voice. You will not see me.
Oh, there goes the sales of the 922. You just killed them all.
Oh, no.
We are here at the 2009 Consumer Electronics Show. My name is Scott Gruskowski. You're listening to the Scotty Chat. We're here. Robert Nemitz is here, Goldie Bob, and Leslie Harper. We've got time for just a couple more questions here, guys. This is your chance to call in. We only get to do this once a year. And I got to say thank you to the folks from Dish Network who have welcomed us here this year with open arms.
And Echo Star.
And Echo Star. Yep. Yeah, she's an Echo Star. And the guys from Sling as well. They've been very, very generous with us this year. And we actually kicked people out of the booth so we can do this broadcast today. We got our own table right here in the middle of the floor. It's amazing. The number to call in is 877-SAT-GUYS. Again, you've only got a couple more minutes to talk to Leslie. She's been gracious with her time today, and we thank you as well. I don't know what to say about this year. This year, the place to be at CES is the Dish Network booth. And judging by the crowds we had in here today, everybody else is saying the same thing.
I mean, we're at the back end of the Central Hall, and I really didn't think we'd have this many people on the first day. You know, they're usually filtering around through to the big booths up front, but they made it back here quick.
They made it back here quick, and everybody's, the first question, where's that 922?
Yep. And they're filling up the Sling booth, which is just behind us, getting all that information about the iPhone app. Did you see what they're doing with the remote control on the iPhone?
Yeah, this is great because, as I say, my wife always loses the remote control, and now I can just rip the iPhone out of my pocket and be able to watch TV still when she's sleeping in bed. Right, honey? She's staring at me over there like, I'm going to kill you.
But speaking of the finding a lost remote control, that was something actually we decided yesterday that we're going to be able to find remote controls if they're missing in your house. You can do something on the set-top box to have the remote control start making a noise and flashing a light so you can try to find it when it's stuck between the couches.
And coming up next is a clapper where you can turn your Dish Network remote on and off.
Cool.
No. Just kidding, folks. The whole thing is really nice. The remote control is really amazing. I didn't think I'd like the touchpad until I started playing with it, and
yeah.
That was kind of I don't think I could watch TV anyway. It's boop, 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 there.
It's only going to get better. I mean, this is a show cut of software, so over the next 2 months, things are going to be pretty cool.
All right.
909, that's from where I used to live.
Oh, well, here's your ex-husband.
Riverside. Oh, God.
Just kidding.
No, he moved.
All right, 909, you're on the phone. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Gary.
Hi, Gary. What city do you live in?
San Bernardino.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Cool.
What's up, Gary?
I was wondering if you have the Sling, the 922 with Sling, would there be any way of hooking up a TV, say, in a hotel with your laptop?
Yes. You can watch your Dish Network anywhere. That's the entire theme this year. I'm looking at a big banner. It says, your TV everywhere. It's the biggest thing hanging over our heads here today. And honestly, with the Sling technology, you can take your TV everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly what you're used to. A lot of the guys who we've been talking to today and even on the phone here, having a 622 or 722 with a Sling box sitting on top, your 922 is basically just a 722 with the Sling box kind of melted inside. It's everything that you're used to it doing right now, it's going to do for you and more.
And it's also a Sling catcher.
Yeah.
So you can watch stuff off the internet on your TV. No more trying to watch, you know, YouTube videos on a little tiny laptop screen. You can blow it up and have the whole family watch, you know, all those viral videos of people blowing themselves up on your big screen TV. It's a great thing. Well, Leslie, we're running out of time here.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
and I really, really, again, want to thank you for coming out and spending the time with us today.
My pleasure.
And, again, I'm overtaken by how great this product is. It's going to be a lot of talk over the next couple of months about this receiver, and I can't wait to get my hands on one personally. It's going to be a great thing for us. So thank you again, Leslie Harper, for joining us today here on the Scotty Chat. And
get techie. Oh, here's Bob.
There's Bob back. Okay, Bob's got his headphones back on now. We got about a minute remaining here, Bob. So let's close it out with your final thought.
Final thoughts is, wow, it's coming from the Dish Network. But, you know, I really wish DirecTV would have been here to see their products, but, you know, I'm blown away by Dish Network so much that I just might switch.
Yeah, the whole thing is, it's people ask us why we aren't covering DirecTV this year. The honest answer is they're not here. Satellite guys try to cover everything in satellite, and I'm not trying to be impartial just because I'm sitting in a Dish Network booth about this 922. I really love it.
No, you're exactly right, Scott, and it's everything in a receiver that I could ask for plus more.
Yeah, it's going to be the ultimate wish list this year for us, and I know I want one, two, maybe three of them. My wife's saying, no way, Jose. But it's going to be really hot, and I'm really, really, really looking forward to it. Once again, I'd like to thank all the people from Dish Network. Special shout-out to Parker McConaughey, who made all this possible today. He's the one that kicked all the people out of the booth so we could set up all our equipment here. And he made this all possible. He set up all the interviews with Charlie and Mark Jackson. He's the man who made it all happen.
I think we need to hire Parker as our personal bouncer.
You know, he actually dragged Leslie over here by her hair. I think she's mad at him about that, and she'll take care of that later. But who knows? Anyways, everybody, thank you for joining us for this very, very special edition of the Scotty Chat live from the 2009 Consumer Electronics Show. I'm Scott Groskowski. Bob, any final things before we got to go here?
Yeah, everything's small.
Don't talk about your personal issues like that, Bob. Anyways, we'll see you next time on the next Scotty Chat, which will be right before the next Charlie Chat. So tune to Dish Network 101 to find out when that happens. Or better yet, keep it tuned right here to Satellite Guys US. We'll see you later.
Bye.